It's a game of fine margins, isn't it? It's just one of those where you think it's just not our day. The chances we've had, the penalty involved, yeah. And it could have been a scoreline the other way around, maybe.
It certainly could have been, yeah. Listen, first and foremost, no disgrace to come out of Bury and getting beat. Not that we want to do that, but, you know, I said they've got a lot of players back now, they're gelling more of a team, and they were always going to be a handful. But if you look at the game in general, we start off really well, get a good goal, then a little bit careless in possession at times. But listen, it's the most accidental penalty kick you'll ever see, you know, and the ball's gone into no area. Luke's just turned to get it and collided with Beckford. I've not seen it back again. But, you know, I thought the linesman or the fourth official must have given it, because the referee looked at it, didn't give anything, but he said he replayed it back in his mind and decided to give it. So, and then we're careless straight from the kickoff. So 2 minutes or a minute of madness, Caesar's going from 1-0 up to 2-1 down. And then second half, when we come out, we've had so many, we've had some really good chances. I mean, Romain's header, you know, you put anything on him scoring the way he's been attacking the ball. We've worked a lovely free kick. The lad's got a fantastic block on. Dom's had two efforts. The keeper's made two good saves and got a block. Romain's had another header. We've put a lot of balls in the box. At 2-1, I still believe we're going to go on and win the game. But we'll always be open to the counter-attack where we play. And they kept the two up front. You know, the wing-backs bombed on at times, but It's a game of fine margins today, and I think if we'd have been more, let's say more clinical, if we'd have took us chances, we made more chances today than games that sometimes we've won.
Because we have been more ruthless, haven't we, this season, and today it wasn't to be.
Yeah, Kier is a time when we get the opportunities, we've not taken them. And listen, Dom's gone through twice, and to be fair, they've had a good block and a good save by the goalkeeper. They're not bad misses. Remains probably the highlight one that you think, you know, you would expect to do better, naturally. And then a lot of other things in and around the box, going across the face, getting blocked. You know, we've had to put a lot of pressure on. Yes, and they've come at us as well, because they kept the two up front, and that they're always going to be a handful. Beckford and the big lad are going to be a handful to anyone here. So, 2 minutes of madness in the first half when we were quite comfortable, really. Mm. And then second half, you know, we're guilty of not taking opportunities.
Yeah, and Luke Hendry, I mean, we felt for him with the penalty incident. I mean, we actually thought that it's one of those where no one appeals for it. And, no. And we thought maybe he was going to blow and give it the other way, a free kick for a dive or something.
I'd have to see it again. Luke just says, obviously the ball ricocheted and went, it was going wide, and Luke's just turned to chase after it, and Beckford's coming across his path, apparently. Mm. They both collided. But as I say, the referees looked at it for 3 or 4 seconds, not give anything. And I thought he must have been down his mic, been told by the fourth or something. But then, as I said, he said afterwards, he watched it, replayed it in his mind, made sure he was correct, and then gave a penalty kick. So, frustrating. But, we go again on Tuesday night now.
But a good character shown by Luke, that, you know, after something like that's been given against him, his overall... he did well, didn't he?
Yeah, you can't do anything about that. That's just so unfortunate, accidental. It's just nothing you can do. Sometimes you looks in, and unfortunately ours wasn't on that occasion. But I think he puts the ball in for the cross. He gets deflected over to Charlie. You know, he did a lot of good things as well. So, yeah, he personally for that, he can't beat himself up. As I said, that was just so unfortunate.
You must have been pleased. I know it's the first away defeat this season, but on the road generally it's been good, hasn't it, so far?
It has. I mean, obviously the disappointment is to bring so many supporters here and feel as though you've let them down, but that is football. I said to the lads, listen, you know, we go again on Tuesday, there's no beating ourselves up about it. We're not the greatest team in the league, we're going to get defeats, you know, and it's I think if we'd been a little bit more clinical and ruthless like we have away from home, we would have, because we've had some good balls going, free kicks, corners. Obviously you think you missed tournament man, but we've worked some nice ones, and just not our day today.
How long's Tony out for? Any update on that?
I think he'll be, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I think he's probably looking at the Portsmouth away game, hopefully.
Right, okay. And we've got Oldham Tuesday night. They've beaten Blackburn in the last minute today. They've picked up under Richie Wellens.
Well, I think they won 4 out of 4 under him. So
But they're still talking about someone else as manager, which
I think when a manager wins 4 out of 4, it certainly gives them a good chance, and they'll be coming certainly our place full of confidence when they're on a run like that. But our confidence won't be knocked today. As I say, it's we've had 2 minutes of madness when we lose 2 goals. I'll have to have a look at the second one again, but we give it away straight from kickoff. You know, Gillies cut inside the pitch. It's all right in cutting inside the pitch higher up the park in the last third, but when you come into the midfield territory there, to be fair, I think he slips, it breaks, they put a cross in, Doyle makes a good save, and you know, Beckford's on hand to put it in. So we've gone from, as I said, comfortable 1-0 to 2-1 down. That can happen in football. But second half, I thought we were knocking on the door, and I were hoping or expecting a goal to come. It didn't, and then in the last 5 or 10 minutes, we've got, I think, 5 strikers on the park, and you know, it's just one of them days for us, unfortunately.
Just finally, Stuart, I had to mention that night, first of all, that what a tackle there when they were going, it was clean through there. Fans were screaming for a red, but I tell you what, it was
if I'm honest, I wouldn't have been surprised if they'd given him a red. I don't know how much of a ball he got, I've got to be honest, right. Looking across the line, you know. If it is a great tackle, if it is there, but I on first instincts was it didn't get much of the ball and it could have easily been a red.
Right.
Again, you know, might be being harsh on that there, but I know their fans were screaming for it as their dugout was, but I'll say the damage had been done with the penalty early on, unfortunately.
Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.